The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Tonight's stories, ambition.
Refuse.
Cheating.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Comfort Level Podcast. I'm Maddie, and I'm here with...
Myra.
Sam.
Brando.
We did it!
Oh! Take seven.
Oh, wait, you forgot
all to... All night long.
You forgot to... Just husky.
Happy Black History Year, everybody.
Black History Year. Yes.
This is amazing.
Yeah.
Does this mean we have to wear black shirts for the rest of the year?
Yeah, for the rest of the year, we're all blacked out.
Okay, so we need some black merch.
Yeah. Actually, I'm just going to use my skin if I'm wearing something else. I'm like blacked
out. I'm going to show up as me.
Yeah, I'm like,
Wait, what do I do, though?
Same.
You have to wear a black shirt.
You can say, I have a black boyfriend.
That's
our... me and Myra have to... I can wait, what?
You can say, I have a black boyfriend. That's what your thing.
Okay, I'll only allow that joke to happen if you're saying it. I could never say that joke. Because the wrong person is going to come on this podcast for the first time and be like, okay, that's what this is.
Yeah, that's what this is.
That's what this place is.
Performative wokeness is what I say.
So, Myra, you play Call of Duty as well.
I do.
Are you a zombies girly only, or?
No, I'm trying to get into the ranked up thing.
Oh.
I'm on 35, because you have to get like 50 wins, 51 wins. I'm at 35, because I don't play enough. But I'm trying to get into that to see how I fare in the world.
Oh, okay.
Wait, but you have a full-time job, right?
I do.
And you're trying to do a job on top
and
of
I'm a mother.
Okay. Okay. I'm a mother.
No, it's important that she said that.
Yeah,
she doesn't have any time.
Hey. Yeah.
Wait, what did Aaron do?
It's not even close now.
Do it again, do it again. Get full effort.
Like, yeah,
Aaron was like up here.
Straight up.
I'm not as flexible as my guy, man.
I'm just glad you're showing ambition.
Yeah. Like this first story. Okay, so this first story is, am I the asshole for refusing to babysit my sister's kids after she commented on my lack of ambition?
Nope.
I don't have enough ambition to look after them.
Maybe it's the ambition that's keeping her from looking after them.
I gotta go strive. I'm striving. Yeah.
Poetic.
I, 26 female, work as a barista and part-time freelance illustrator. I genuinely enjoy both jobs and don't mind that my lifestyle isn't fancy. I get by, I have my own flat, and I save a little each month. My older sister, Sarah, 32 female, has always been the successful sibling. She has a corporate job, a big house, and two kids, 4 male and 2 female. Over the years, Sarah has made subtle comments about my life choices. She hinted that I should get a real job or suggested that I grow up and aim for something more stable. I usually brush it off because I love my work, but recently things came to a head. Sarah asked me to babysit her kids last weekend so she and her husband could go to a wedding. I agreed, thinking it would be nice to help out, but during dinner at her house the night before, she made a snarky comment saying, "It must be nice not having any responsibilities. You wouldn't understand how hard it is to balance work life and kids when you're floating through life." I was stunned. I asked her if she really thought that I was just floating through life, and she doubled down, saying she wants me to be more ambitious. I told her I wasn't comfortable helping her anymore and left. She's been texting me, calling me immature and selfish for backing out at the last minute. Our parents think I should be the bigger person and babysit because family helps each other. But I'm tired of feeling belittled. Am I the asshole for refusing to babysit after her comment? And I'm going to go, you guys can comment, but...
It's very straightforward. F around and find out. Like, yeah. She's bringing up all these points, like, you're floating around in life and stuff like that. But it's like, you chose to have the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe didn't. Maybe it was an accident.
Maybe.
Maybe oops, baby. But still, you put yourself in that position to get the kids.
Yeah.
For sure.
And now you're mad at someone else's freedom.
And it's like, if her life choices work for her, why are you mad?
Yeah.
What are you mad about? She paying her bills? Yeah. Or is she asking you for money? Sounds like you need her, not she needs you.
Ooh.
Mm.
Myra.
I'm just saying.
Mm.
It's giving parasocial.
It's giving...
It's giving parasocial. Oh, that's her actual... It's her sister, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that ain't parasocial.
Familial?
Yeah, that's familial.
It's giving familial.
It's giving familial. She only watches her sister on YouTube. She streams her sister.
Oh, wait. Parasocial is not parasitical? Like, when you're feeding off one person...
Oh.
Not parasocial.
Oh, yeah. I was like, parasocial is different.
Oh, my God.
We'll cut it out.
She's commenting. She's like, hey, you're just floating through life.
And I hate that
for you. And I hate that for you. Get in the real world.
Parasite. That's crazy.
That is a good movie, though. If you've
really
seen it,
good
it's
movie.
A good...
It is giving Parasite.
Yeah.
It is giving Parasite.
Someone's living in her basement.
A whole family.
Oh, spoiler alert.
If you haven't seen it
if
yet.
If you haven't seen it, he's like 5 years old now. So yeah. That's on you now.
That's on you.
Oh,
that's embarrassing.
There you go.
Every time he doesn't get it on the first try, I always laugh. No, there's that one time where he missed and then he like walked around like he's like, I wasn't even trying to get up there.
He's like, I don't even want to sit up there.
Like,
honestly.
Sat down over there. Like,
look how sad he looks at your
penis. He's like, I was just kidding.
He's like, we all saw you trying to get up there. He's like, nah, I wasn't even trying to. Are you kidding me?
He's like, I thought.
Oh, no, you're tripping.
Yeah, that couch is stupid anyway. It's not even comfortable.
I heard how quickly it veered away from the story. So
it's kind of important who like you have watching your children, like their way of life. Obviously your kid is going to see how they're living and be like, oh, people live like this. But I don't think she was necessarily doing anything that would be like shock and awe, like, oh, she doesn't have a regular 9-to-5 and she's still surviving. That's gross. Like,
yeah,
I don't know.
I get why she did it. I don't think she's the asshole for doing that, because I feel like if, let's say, you know, this wasn't a family member, if you were to talk to a babysitter like that,
yeah,
disgracing their job, they're like, okay, well, why would I work for you?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I feel like family gets away with being mean to each other, especially siblings, like saying little comments or taking out their anger, like with their tone or whatever out on each other. And as you get older, you just kind of realize you're like, I don't have to take this. Like, I don't need to be in your life. You don't need to be in mine. If you don't add anything, if we're not genuinely having a relationship besides the fact that we're related,
right?
I don't need to do anything for you.
Right.
And that can be that. And I think the sister just kind of found out that she really needs to, like, speaking to OP like that shouldn't really have been allowed, but it's not going to fly anymore.
Right. Yeah.
That reminds me, I know we had a couple episodes ago where we were talking about spitefulness and people were like, spitefulness is being fun. Like, that's a fun thing to do. Spitefulness and pettiness. But I feel like there's good spitefulness and pettiness and there's bad spitefulness and pettiness. This is an example of good spitefulness and pettiness, because if you really hold to it, like, this reminds me of something like me and my sister would do. She would say something and I'd be like, oh, I'm going to be petty then. You don't want to do this? I'm not going to do it either. And then eventually someone's got to break and it's going to be her, because it's not benefiting me. It's not affecting me in any way, shape or form. And then,
like, what's the example?
Let's see. Let me think of one.
Because that's toxic, what you just said.
Yeah. Red flag.
So that's bad spite.
That's bad spite. So I need to hear what the situation
context.
Is.
context.
It's nothing like really, really bad. It'd be like, I'm trying to think of one.
It's not like, hey, we need to clean this house, but I can live in filth, so that's fine.
Yeah, no, it's not like that.
Or it's not like,
because that affects both of us.
I'm not going to feed the dog, you're not going to feed the dog, and the dog doesn't get fed.
Crazy. No, yeah. Not that either, because okay. That affects another living being.
That's bad.
It's something
spite.
Like petty, yeah. like something petty, like not big. Like she would leave the lights on in the basement,
uh-huh.
Which I usually keep them off because I'm in my room.
Yeah.
So she would leave the lights on, and I have to go turn it off. And I was like, hey, Lisa, could you like turn off the lights when you like leave the basement? And she's like, yeah, never do it. And I was like, Elise, turn off the lights when you leave the basement. And the thing that makes it worse is my room is so far away from the light switch in the basement. So I'd have to go out and turn off the light. But Elise, she always keeps her door closed in her room. So what I would do is I would just leave the door kind of cracked. Like just enough for her to have to get up and go close the door. So I'm like, hey, that's a fair exchange because now she turns off the lights and I'll close the door.
Okay, that's fair. I get that. Yeah. That sibling war.
So I think this is just like one of those things because then she's like, okay, Brandon, I get it. I'm sorry. And it's like, that's all I wanted.
To teach her a lesson.
Yeah. Just that little bit of pettiness where it's like, it's not going to affect you.
Yeah.
But it's like, this is what you're doing to me.
Right.
But it's like little enough. But anything besides that, I'm like, have a conversation about it. Like, for real. But if it's just like little things like that. So that's why I'm like, if you're demeaning how I live my life, but you chose the life you live.
Right.
Yeah.
Why would I engage in that?
Mm-hmm.
Until you say sorry and genuinely mean it. Understand where I'm coming from.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I think as long as it's communicated, because I think a lot of issues with families, they'll get these little slights. They'll get these comments. They won't say anything. Mm-hmm. They'll just take it in and then they'll make the action to get back at them with a spite. And the family like, well, it just seems like you're just doing this out of nowhere. You're just being kind of an asshole. And then that builds up the family things where you don't know why it started, but I hate this chick and I never want to see this chick ever because little things going back and forth, but we never communicated about it. So as long as you're communicating and like, I really don't like how you're talking to me. I don't really like how you're demeaning me or my way of life. And you voice that. And then when you say, well, I'm not going to watch your kids because of that, at least it's communicated. It's not some under the cover thing where I'm just I have a whole memory of all the things you've done to me, but I've never told you.
Yeah.
So it just seems like a reaction for no reason.
Not the asshole. Sarah wants free childcare, but also feels entitled to insult your life choices. Nope. You're not a backup babysitter who has to just take whatever comments she throws at you.
Yeah.
If she really values family helping each other, she should start by respecting you and your career. Backing out might have been inconvenient for her, but that's on her for assuming she could insult you and still expect your help. If she wants support, she should try some appreciation instead of acting like your life is lesser than hers.
Mm.
Hmm.
That just not. Yeah. No one's life is lesser than anyone's.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't see the problem. Like, if her life works for her, why are you so mad? Why does that affect you so hard?
Yeah, some people are so focused on, like, having a similar barometer of what they think success is. I'm like, we all don't feel the same way about everything.
Or want the same thing.
Yeah, this is success to me. This is happiness to me.
And it's like, if I'm not asking you for help, then what are you mad
100%.
About?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel like in my head, I feel like there is a certain level of success that the world tells us we should have.
Yeah.
And I did feel that like when I got my first like big girl job when I was in corporate America for 3 months and then I got fired and it was actually the best thing that happened for me. I didn't have a suitcase. I had a backpack, but I did have a button up shirt
you got fired,
a lot
but.
And I had the
backpack.
But you know, that was where I was like really proud of myself, mm-hmm. but that ended up being like the most toxic job I've ever interacted with in my life. Mm-hmm. It really affected my mental health. And the moment I left is when I realized that's not what I wanted, but that's what I was told that I should want.
Right.
It was like, I have a, you know, this first serious job that's mm-hmm. not like food or service or whatever, even though obviously some people make that their lifelong career.
Yeah.
But just depending on what you're told that you should have,
mm-hmm.
you realize you might not want it. Some people do want it, and that's great for them. Now but other people don't run it. Yeah.
You're a freaking boss right
boss
now.
Boss babe.
Which, honestly.
Which, hey, boss, speaking about my paycheck, when am I going to get that shit?
Monday.
Okay, cool, boss.
February 3rd.
Oh, that'll be really good. Happy Black History.
Happy Black History year.
Black people getting paid.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Am I the asshole for reminding my mom that she disappeared for 6 years?
Reminding her?
Yeah.
No.
Just in case you forgot. My 18 mom and dad divorced 6 years ago. Her now husband didn't want her to see my dad, and so she let my dad have custody of me and didn't exercise visitation. She contacted us last month saying that she had divorced him and would like to reconnect. Dad told me it's up to me, and I said, why not? Things have been kind of awkward between us. Obviously, I've changed a lot since the last time she saw me. When she came over yesterday, I was reading an offer from a gentleman, and my mom said, you're too young to be reading these toxic romance books. I just stared at her and said, I was 12 when you disappeared 6 years ago. I'm 18 now. She spluttered for a moment and then told me there's no need to use that word, that she made a mistake, and there's no reason to throw it in her face.
Hey, it definitely was a mistake. It was made at one of the most formative times of my life.
Yeah.
So if you don't think that affected me anyway, you're mistaken. You can't just come in here and not. It's an important fact.
Yeah.
I think that should be acknowledged. Mother.
Absolutely. And it's like you don't know who that person is now. Mm-hmm. That's 6 years of, like Sam said, formative time. You can't expect to just waltz right in like 30 seconds past and nothing was missed in the interim of stuff.
I think the situation is tough because realistically, if you truly figured out that you wanted a relationship with your mom, you probably shouldn't be throwing slights like that, but it's really hard to not do. Like, you're I had 18. A similar you're 18. And like you said, you technically aren't a child anymore, but you're still a child. Mm-hmm. You're a teenager. Mm-hmm. And I remember something similar happening where my dad was like he said something to me one time. And in my head, I think I just gave him a look. But in my head, I was like, why are you like trying to parent me now? Like in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And because I think about that situation where it totally makes sense why I would have that reaction. But looking at it from an older person perspective, mm-hmm. I think if I really wanted to have like a serious relationship with him, it probably doesn't help to like constantly be reminded of the fact that you were gone.
Mm-hmm.
Cause it's like, yes, you're right. I disappeared for 6 years and that's on me. Mm-hmm. I made that mistake, mm-hmm. but you can't keep throwing that in my face and expect me to like, I don't know what to say. It's like, you can't keep throwing that in my face if you genuinely want to have a relationship mm-hmm. with me. Cause that's not fair to do.
Yeah.
But also, this person is a teenager. This just happened. It's probably their first interaction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm not surprised by it happening. I feel like I'm like a little bit more in the middle with thinking that you're not the asshole. But realistically, like in the future, if you do find that you want to have a relationship with your mom, it's probably not going to help from both sides of like her coming out of nowhere and being like, you can't be reading that book. But also you being like, you don't know who I am anymore. So I think it's both. Like, The mom can't be acting like she was around for 6 years. Mm-hmm. But then the daughter or this child mm-hmm. can't necessarily in the future. I understand if it happens now, but I just don't think it'll be helpful for a relationship in the future from both mm-hmm. sides.
I think it's also healthy to be like, look, I understand that I chose, because essentially the mom chose a romantic relationship over being a parent. So right. it's like, you chose to not be a parent for whatever reason, and I'm choosing to not validate anything that you say to me because you're True. Not that person. But on the same token, it's like, because I have that thing with my parents too, again, where it's like, I stopped having any sort of parental respect for my parents when I was 16 because I was like, when I needed you to be a parent, you couldn't do that for me. Mm. And now that I don't need you to be a parent, don't try to parent me because you couldn't do it. So it's conflicting, I guess. And like you said, it could just be fresh, but you are right. Like going forward, that has to be addressed for it to be addressed and out there and not, you know, in the shadows like a secret.
Well, it's tough too because like of what you're describing, similar to my situation, but I really don't talk to my dad that much. So, but also it's like now there's a new relationship that needs to be formed with a parent of like mm-hmm. no longer a child to a parent, but an adult child to a parent. Mm-hmm. So right. it's even different on top of that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think it's a tough situation. I don't think you're the asshole for saying that.
But I agree with you, Maddie, where because it's fresh, that's why I don't think you're the asshole now is mm-hmm. because this is just a natural reaction.
Right. Yeah.
But there are times when the parents realize they made a mistake mm-hmm. and they're just like, I know I'm going to have to be consistent. I'm going to have to keep trying because I made a mistake that broke you. And it doesn't help if this was a couple years in, the mom's still trying and you're continuously throwing.
Yeah.
Now you're actively harming what we're trying to build. So you do have to pull away from it at a certain point where you're like, hey, I see you're actually trying. You're actually consistently being in my life. Right. I need to not forget, but I need to divorce you from that mistake.
Yeah.
Seeing you as a human being make a mistake, who's actually trying to make up for their mistakes now.
Because I do get it is tough. Like, even like that one interaction that I had with my dad actually trying to be a dad, mm-hmm. it was very much like, you don't get to talk to me like that.
Right.
And, you know, ever since then, I have been, you know, an adult where he doesn't need to do that anymore. Mm-hmm. But it would feel really weird if he were to step back into those mm-hmm. lines. Well, and it's also mm-hmm. hard to not throw that back in his face of like, well, what is it? Like, you really didn't know me, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's,
especially with your inconsistent communication. You're like, okay, you're here once or twice a year.
Right.
That's not enough for me to believe you mm-hmm. or to even want to know anything that you have to say.
So, yeah, I hope nobody takes offense to what I said. I'm not trying to say that she's the asshole now or whatever, but I do agree probably more with Sam solidifying mm-hmm. it of like it needs to be a matter of attempting for a long period of time mm-hmm. where eventually you need to kind of figure out if you want a relationship with your parent or not. Yeah, we're both making an effort.
Because then it just becomes passive aggressive.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think another thing is the age.
Yeah.
you're 18, like you're legal, like you have your own independence. You can make your own choice, a lot of your own choices now. Mm. And for someone that is not really around to be like, you're too young to be doing that. Or it's like, I'm grown.
Yeah.
I'm grown because I've had a situation like that with a family member and they're like, you were like out all night. And I was like, yeah. And I just walked away because I was like, I'm 26.
Yeah.
I should be in my own place by now, at least in my head. Mm-hmm. I mean,
the economy.
Yeah, the economy. Anything, but I was like, even in my own place, there might not be times where I even go to my own house because I'm just out or doing whatever I want to do because I'm grown. Mm-hmm. It's my decision. Move out,
I'm moving in.
He's like, because that basement
that basement's
everything.
Yeah.
it's Now hey, Sam's like,
it. I got a bunch of baddie ones.
Sam's like got his like bathrobe, like walking up to Elise's room, like, I asked you to turn the lights off. Yeah.
I'm not gonna ask you again.
I'm not gonna ask you again.
I didn't screw her door off, I believe.
He's like, when you can,
like, Brandon would never do that.
Yeah, like, yeah.
He's like, I'm not Brandon.
Sam's like, when you can learn to turn the lights off, like, I keep asking you to, I'm trying to be civil here.
I'm trying to be civil. Yeah, I will unscrew your door every time.
And I did use your shampoo again.
Smell like coconut.
Yeah, I'm like, smell good.
I like it.
Buy more for us.
No, she got some detergent. I be using it all the time. I'm like, at least let me please use that detergent. Because it stays on there for like weeks.
What she use?
It's from Bath and Body Works. And it's Amber Blush. It's like a detergent. It's...
Your reply was a perfect lesson in karma. As for her getting butthurt over disappeared, you told her nothing but the unvarnished truth. What were you supposed to call her abandoning you? Temporarily unavailable. Somebody else said momentarily missing. Yes. Somebody else said voluntarily vanished.
No.
The wave. I was like, is she gonna say something?
Yeah,
else?
I thought you were gonna say more.
It seemed like she was gonna go.
Is there more?
I was so expecting. I'm just like,
the next one's gotta be better. Yeah,
next one's gonna be good.
It's gonna be good. And she just slowly puts her phone.
Yeah, I was reading one of the comments because the next one after was like, I totally read that as like voluntarily varnished, and it just went into like some like furniture comment. So it's not, and also I cut it off, obviously. Yeah. It wasn't important. But, okay, so next story.
Next story.
Go ahead and hit me with that button, Brandon.
Oh, yeah. See, this is why I didn't want to be there. I was like, I know I'm going to forget.
That's me too. Every single time, that's me too.
Oh no, I'm gonna forget to actually press the button. I know what button it is.
Oh.
I'm just gonna forget to press it.
I forget which buttons are buttons, you know?
Oh yeah, no, I know it was very distinctively clear. Very
well, they look similar. So.
It's the same one every time, so.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So am I the asshole for telling my classmates that I don't want an American name?
Oh, no.
Mm-mm.
Hi, so basically, I'm an Irish dude who recently moved to America for a year or so. And basically, when I introduced myself to my new American classmates, they all decided that my name, Kieran, is too hard to spell slash pronounce. So they all collectively decided to give me an American name. Practically everyone has started to call me Connor instead of my actual name, and it's starting to piss me off. I've told them many times I actually don't mind if they pronounce or spell or remember it wrong, just as long as they're calling me by my actual name.
Right.
Now even a few teachers are calling me Connor, and I get a little pissed off and tell everyone that if they could please just call me Kieran as polite as I possibly can. Everyone told me that I was being dramatic and have started calling me other names just to annoy me, like Caleb or Cade. Every time I bring it up wanting to be called by my actual name, they all roll their eyes and give me snarky remarks. Of course, I do like my classmates and they're all nice, but it does slightly piss me off. Am I being overdramatic or do I have a fair point?
Your name is your name. Just what Sam said.
It's the base of respect. It's just calling me by what I'm called.
Yeah.
Right.
And if you have a hard time, just keep practicing the name.
Yeah.
I had a friend. He started to go by Chang, but his name was actually Chinkuth. It wasn't that hard to learn. You just had to keep saying it, Chinkuth. Yeah. And then it kind of fit. So everybody was like, his name's Chain. I'm like, no, his name is Chinkuth. He just tell y'all Chain because y'all don't get it right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's why I'm always going to go harder for your name than anybody else. Because there's my friend, roller derby girl, Gabi. Shout out, Gabi.
Shout out.
She's called Gabi. And people at our job were like, Gabi, Gabi. Mm-hmm. And I'm always like, it's Gabi. Mm-hmm. Because it really infuriates me because it's like.
It's not that hard.
It's not that hard. And it's like you don't see them as a person. Mm-hmm. It just really, that specific thing irritates me. Yeah. Where I'm like, you can't even deem yourself to take the time to say their name.
Right.
You can't even see them as a person enough that you can just say them by their given name. Right.
And it's like, some names are hard, but it, like where people have names that are more like, I guess, unique. They take the time to teach you how to say it so that you know how to say it for the same reason of like, that is my name. Please refer to me as that. So, I think that's disrespectful low key when people don't do that.
And then to give a name that's just so basic.
Yeah.
Connor.
Connor. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's disrespectful because I've like messed up remembering people's names or spelling people's names. Mm-hmm. And I remember there was even one time in an episode where I spelled your name wrong and I didn't even realize it. And then Sam's like, hey, by the way, it's Myra. And I was like, oh, like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
And then there'd be times where I would like spell your name wrong and Sam would do the same. It's Myra. And I'm like, okay. Because I'm not intentionally trying to spell your or anybody's name wrong. Or like if I forget somebody's name, it's just because I just don't remember it yet. And so even like OP is saying, I have the patience for people not remembering how to spell it, not remembering how to say it. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of like Brandon was saying, taking the time to learn somebody's name.
And that's the thing.
And it is super disrespectful for all of his friends or classmates to be like, I'm not going to learn your name.
Yeah.
Like,
you Kieran's don't a cool enough. Name, Kieran's by the way.
Dope. And it's not even that hard. It's like not an Kieran's unheard of name, you know?
Because once you see the spelling, it's a little, you're kind of guessing how to pronounce it. Mm-hmm. But once they say it, you're like, oh, okay.
And you just link those things together in your head.
Yes, you link it. You eventually learn how to spell it.
Yeah.
If you have like basic decency and respect for somebody, you're going to try and learn how to do it, even if it takes a few tries.
Right.
Because that's the rom-com thing where there's like the bad boyfriend. He's like, hey, David. He's like, oh, my name's Donovan. He's like, okay, Derek. They always do that kind of thing because they're trying to be disrespectful. They're trying to be like, yeah, you're not even worth me knowing your name.
Yeah.
So don't be like a villain on a rom-com. Right.
And then some people that like know that they are like have harder names to pronounce and then they give themselves the nickname.
That's fine.
That's cool.
Yeah. I think the thing that's bothering me too is the teachers. I wonder how much they knew about the situation before they started adding to it because maybe they just didn't realize or maybe they know the full context, but that's probably got to be really frustrating where you're like, okay, they're I'm not only dealing with other classmates, but now authority figures at school are doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But no, you're not the asshole for wanting to be called your name.
No.
And your American name sucks. Shout out to all the Connors in this world. If your name could be Kieran, if my name could be Kieran, I would pick Kieran.
I'm taking Kieran over Connor.
Kieran over Connor any day. Too.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So no offense to the American name, but your name is really cool. And the fact that they gave you Connor as a supplement for Kieran. Am I the asshole for refusing to let my mother-in-law and sister-in-law visit our newborn? My husband, 27 male, and I, 27 female, are expecting our first baby in less than 2 weeks. Our son is a miracle baby, as I was informed by 3 doctors I would be unable to carry a pregnancy. This pregnancy has been anything but easy on my body, but I'm grateful for our blessing. One thing that made this pregnancy even harder is my mother-in-law. The drama all started with the planning of the baby shower. My mother-in-law is a very controlling person. This isn't an opinion, she says it herself. I knew she was going to have an issue with sharing the planning of the shower with my family. I did not want any drama of it being at my family's house as opposed to hers, so my husband and I decided we would get a small venue to host instead. The drama started because mother-in-law got upset she didn't get invitations for people she wanted to invite. My husband told her it was our party and we're keeping it intimate of who we want there. She texted the both of us and stated that she should be given some grace for inviting some people. This then turned into a bigger fight when she was informed we did not invite his two brothers' new girlfriends, who we had not met yet. Side note, his brothers are 18 and 19 and had only been dating these new girlfriends for a few weeks. She tried demanding that we invite them, which my husband told her no. The drama got worse when my mother-in-law asked us to move our baby shower date because it was the same day as her work Christmas party. What? We told her we had already placed the deposit on the venue and ordered the invitations. She then told my husband that both parties were equally important to her and that she will only be able to attend a short amount of time to ensure that she makes it to her work Christmas party. I had never seen my husband so hurt. Mm. After this, my husband told her she was no longer going to be helping with the baby shower, to which she responded, "Maybe it's best I just don't come." My husband assured her she was still invited, but that the drama was too much. This really put tension in the room the day of our baby shower. His mom showed up super late and only stayed for an hour and left. My husband was continually asked the rest of the party why his mom had left, and it weighed on him the entire party. On top of this, my sister-in-law was talking about me to members of my husband's family, that even some of my family heard her. She was saying how I didn't go up to them when they got there and didn't say hi. There were also apparent comments from mother-in-law and sister-in-law about my weight as well. After all of this, my mother-in-law did not invite us over for Christmas or Thanksgiving. Now that I'm approaching my due date, she has been reaching out to my husband asking what she did wrong for him to not want her in his life. My mother-in-law and sister-in-law put a really sour mood at our baby shower and holidays right after. I don't want to say it completely ruined our baby shower, but my husband mentally was just not there. He was hurt the entire time and you could see it on his face. Since she has been reaching out again, I have made it clear that I don't want to feel anxious or tension after giving birth. My husband agrees, but of course members from his family have opinions and think we should just move on. So, am I the asshole?
No.
The asshole for wanting to move on? Or for feeling animosity?
For refusing to let my mother and sister-in-law visit our newborn.
Oh.
Because of all that stuff that happened.
Okay.
And how mother-in-law made husband feel.
Yeah.
And how she doesn't want to have like a revisit of those
emotions,
those negative emotions around the time of the birth. And just seemingly X them out for a period of time, maybe.
I think sometimes that's important because it's like they had no consideration for you during the time that you were going through this life change. And it's like for some people, it's harder than other people to get mentally ready to be a parent because that's your whole life changes. Mm-hmm. And some people are like, oh, well, yeah, you're a parent, but like, you still get to do these things, but for other people, it's like you're only a parent until you figure out that you're more than just a parent. You know, like that's your whole life, especially like the first year. You're not your own person. Like somebody depends on you for everything. So mm-hmm. I think your priorities.
It's like matrilescence. It's like the period of adolescence becoming a teenager is similar to what a woman feels becoming a mother because it is like a big shift in identity. Everything changes about your life and people don't talk about how big that change is and how you see yourself in relation to the world and to other people. And now this new thing that you brought into the world and not recognizing how big a shift it is. And we're just like, oh, you just got to be normal. You just got to be like nothing earth shaking just didn't happen. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And not even just that, but like your brain, your literal brain changes when you become a mom, I guess, because you grew a whole person inside of you.
Yeah.
Like you're more intertwined with that person than anybody else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with Myra and Sam. It's just like you don't have to have specific people around you. You can choose who you want to have around you, and at least for this period of time right now, maybe it's forever if that's what you're applying, OP. Maybe it's just for right now. Like you're already having all these different emotions, you don't need any more, and it's probably going to be really hard to even focus on those conversations and stuff with a newborn. Like, it's probably just going to be the newborn all the time. There's just the three of you all the time. So trying to deal with those issues of, you know, we cut it out, but earlier we were having a whole conversation about relationships, but we were talking about personal stuff, so we had to cut it out. But we were mentioning how when it comes to like conversation styles and how like there's certain people that have conversation styles where they can really talk about issues really easily, and then other people it's like swept under the rug. It's like it would kind of seemingly have to be swept under the rug unless you had the energy to address it in this moment, and they were also willing to address it, unless they were just going to deflect or whatever. But
forever seemed like strong to me.
Yeah.
Because if this is the situation that started it, I definitely get it in this time where it's really important for me to be stress-free and I need to be separate from it. Yeah. But now you're going to deprive the child a relationship with their grandmother and their aunt.
Well, maybe let's not focus on forever because they don't say that.
Okay. That's what I'm like.
And
definitely take a time, but you should work to make sure they have a relationship, I would think. Unless they're doing something harmful to the child.
Which, in a way, the mother-in-law, I can see from OP's perspective, is being harmful to the husband. And the husband needs to be there for the child.
Right.
I don't know if you were with the feelings of feeling hurt that his mother left the baby shower and then people being like, why'd your mother leave? Like, just a constant reminder of the matriarchal person in your life not being there.
To me, that's still just like a normal family misunderstanding where she did something that hurt him. Yes, it hurts. I share that with you, but is that something enough to break a relationship?
No, but like temporarily, it's like, I can't deal with this right now.
Yeah.
But also, what was happening at that Christmas party?
Yeah.
It's lit.
She's so pressed to be there.
They had free drinks. It was an open bar. They had a magician, dude.
Because that could be a baby shower. Yeah. Everything you just mentioned could be at a baby shower.
Right.
They ain't got a magician at a baby shower. And if there is, then I'll go to the baby shower instead.
But they have food. They have cake. They got little games.
But it's also like,
it's a one-time thing.
Yeah. You're going to have another Christmas party for your job the next year if you're still there.
Now if you go to work, you go into work next day, they're like, what'd you do? Like, I went to a baby shower. They're like, the Christmas party was crazy.
It was outrageous.
It was the greatest party.
The police got called.
Yeah, actually, in another room, somebody else was having their baby shower. They couldn't miss it, so they actually brought their family here.
They had the baby here.
Yeah.
All we did was smell chocolate in a diaper.
They, like, wrapped her. her stomach up and put a little bow on it. And
they put on
it
a bungee jumping thing. And we were like, is that safe?
Yeah. There's pictures of them riding giraffes at the Christmas party. They're like, oh my God, the giraffe. I've never ridden a giraffe.
We actually hired a Santa and a sleigh. It was like literally a plane sleigh, and we flew over the Sahara Desert. It was amazing.
And then he did sleigh. He did like he did a drop.
He did a drag show after that.
Jingle
drop.
It was crazy.
Yeah. They had like a nice drag show in the middle. It was really good. It was
that
really,
sounds
really
amazing.
Good.
The best drag show I've ever been to. And it was our work Christmas party. I don't know how any of this happened.
And it was our boss. Yeah. I didn't know he did drag.
Rudolph was a cheetah.
He was great. Yeah. He was great. The cheetah did eat somebody's leg, though. Somebody was in the hospital for that because it was a real cheetah. Yeah. They got too close. They were being drunk and their leg in the cage.
Wait, the cheetah was being drunk or the person?
They tried to drug the cheetah, but thankfully nobody drugged the cheetah.
I think HR has definitely been called. We don't know who actually brought the cheetah.
No one actually ordered the cheetah.
No one ordered the cheetah. The cheetah was there at the party.
But anyway, so I hope you had a good baby shower for your grandkid or whatever.
Christmas gone wild.
It's a one-time thing, though. Yeah. The company's going out of business.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. All the money went into the Christmas party. So we're actually done now.
Yeah. They're getting sued to the ground, so it's never going to happen. Yeah. Anyway.
People got arrested.
Hope you had a good time.
At your grandkids' what?
Baby shower. Right.
Right.
And people are like politely drinking out of solo cups. They're like,
side-eyeing loudly.
It's just quiet, quiet baby shower.
Oh, wait, but I don't think I gave an answer. I'm completely fine with OP protecting their peace.
Yeah.
That's what it is. But I totally agree with you guys. don't make, if it was just a genuine string of misunderstandings, don't let that be the end all be all to your relationship.
Definitely have a conversation about where you're both coming from and why it got to where it got to.
But when you're ready to have it.
Yeah, when you're ready to have it.
Don't let your family shame you into doing it prematurely when you're not ready to do it.
Yeah, when it's more feeling over just logical breakdowns, I guess.
Yeah.
Wait, and them calling you fat when you're
pregnant? Was crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. That's a... You know, I don't understand why people do that.
When maybe already the pregnant woman is already having maybe some like body image issues.
Yes.
Right. And it's like you were that person at one point in time. Like you can't put yourself in those shoes again.
Right.
Somebody calling you fat's definitely going to hit some type of way, especially who it's coming from.
So, tough comment, not the asshole. Tell your doctor and nurses that only your husband is allowed in, no matter what mother-in-law says. Do not tell them when you go into labor. Do not tell them which hospital. Wear your baby in wrap anytime either is around you. Go very low contact. Learn to gray rock. Your husband is doing as best as he can. A bit of counseling on how to handle them may help. And then Opie responded, I've never heard of gray rock. What does that mean?
They said the
gray rock method, often referred to as gray rocking, is a psychological strategy designed for individuals to protect themselves from emotional manipulators and energy draining interactions. When asked what is the gray rock method, it can be succinctly described as the acting of making oneself as uninteresting and unresponsive as a gray rock. Am I the asshole if I would press charges against my husband for cheating, even though he saved me from my deathbed?
Wait, press charges for is it illegal to cheat now?
I think in some countries, or maybe, I don't think in the States you can.
I don't think so.
If it's in the States, we're all going to jail.
No.
What?
Nope,
what
do
you mean we all going to jail?
Yeah, who's we?
You by yourself.
Some of us.
Speak for yourself, buddy.
Speaking French right now with this we nonsense.
Well, I did. Oh, I admitted it. Her husband didn't admit it, but me and her husband almost kissed last night. And it was
we're still reeling on that.
But I had to be honest. I was like, well, it's not my marriage, but I do want to come clean. And I guess he didn't tell me.
So can I press charges?
You
should. Do I press charges against you or Nate?
The husband.
Oh, Nate's going to jail.
Your husband.
Nate's going to jail.
Nate's going to jail.
But she did go to jail for an almost kiss.
I just want to know, like, how far was the lean? Because I feel like that tells a lot.
So
was it like a 90-10?
Yeah, was it a 90-10? Yeah, it,
or
he
was
went
it
to
a
90. No, he went 90.
He went the distance.
He was like, because whoever's going the 90, they're like, I want this, and I'm letting you know. I didn't go the 10. Because I'm like, that's my best friend. I'm not going the 10.
So it was 90-0?
So was it like...
It was 90-0. It was an almost...
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yes.
Am I the asshole if I would press charges against my husband for cheating even though he saved me from my deathbed? I have been married to my husband for 10 years. Our marriage hasn't been perfect, but I always believe we were in it together until recently. A few years ago, I went through the worst time of my life. I was battling a severe illness, and there was a point where doctors weren't sure I'd make it. He was my rock. He drained his savings, took time off, and even fought the insurance companies to get me the best care possible. Thanks to him and some medical miracles, I pulled through. I always felt like I owed him my life. I never took his sacrifices for granted. I did everything I could to make sure he knew how much I loved and appreciated him. But last week, I found out he had been cheating on me for over a month with a woman from his gym. When I confronted him, he didn't even try to deny it. Instead, he said something that shattered me. I gave you everything when you were at your lowest. I put my life on hold for you. Don't I deserve to be happy too? I was stunned. He acted like his sacrifices were a down payment on my loyalty, like I should just accept the betrayal as part of some unspoken trade-off. Now, here's where it gets complicated. Because of the way our finances are set up, he technically committed financial infidelity too. He's been using our joint account, which was originally meant for my medical expenses, to fund gift and expensive dinners with her. Legally, I have grounds to press charges for marital fraud. I told him I'm considering it, and he lost it. He accused me of being ungrateful and vengeful, saying that without him, I wouldn't even be here to have this argument. He thinks I should just divorce him and move on instead of ruining his life over one mistake. Some say he deserves consequences for what he did. Others think I'd be heartless to take legal action against the man who saved me when I was at my lowest. So will I be the asshole if I went through with pressing charges?
Well, I'm very interested in people's responses.
That is so much.
Yeah.
This is a good one. This is what you end on. This is crazy.
Yep. I don't think you're the asshole because that is what you sign up for when you're married.
Mm-hmm.
You sign up for your partner to do everything in their power to make sure if you were sick, to make sure that you could fight it and win and move on.
Mm.
That doesn't immediately make him like untouchable when it comes to his future actions.
Yeah.
And the fact that he said he was unhappy with her, that's okay. Get a divorce.
Right.
Don't ruin this person's trust and make them feel like they need to have a lower standard when it comes to their partner just because you now don't want to be with them anymore.
Right.
She probably appreciates that you saved her life. She understands all the things that you did for her.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean that you now get to do this other thing and be like, we're even.
Right.
That's right. Not what happens when you sign up for a marriage. He agreed to do all that stuff. He obviously cares about her enough to be like, I want you to live. But I think it's nasty that he's using the fact that she was sick and that he saved her against her to now cheat and be like, if I didn't do what I did for you, we wouldn't even be having this conversation. Excuse me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I appreciate you saving my life, but that doesn't mean you get to use it against
me. Actually disgusting to say that.
Yeah.
She's not the asshole for considering suing because that was her money too. And he says it was one mistake. It sounds like it was multiple dates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're unhappy with me. So get a divorce and don't use my money for your dates.
Yeah. I was going to say that wasn't one mistake. That was a complete lifestyle. That was a completely different lifestyle. Yeah. That wasn't a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And everything you said, yes. But also on top of that, if you're in a relationship and you're going tit for tat, you're keeping score of what you did.
Mm-hmm.
That's not fair.
Mm-hmm.
Does for better or for worse mean nothing?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, that face, it doesn't mean anything.
The way he was talking too, didn't mean anything to him.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, nah, you said that. Well, I mean, some people can do their own vows, but she's not.
And it's like she went through a medical thing where she almost died. Like that puts your life in a different perspective, I'm assuming, once you go through something like that. And then to be like, oh, this person who I thought had been there this whole time supporting me was out doing something else on the back end of things.
Yeah.
It's like, that's not trust that you can build again or that might be hard to do, you know? I don't know. That's complicated. That's heavy.
Yeah, I agree with it, but this is where I know the comments from, like, Sam.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm 100% with all of this. I think it's disgusting that he even used that as a way to justify cheating.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's a good way. Like, we're married. I'm going to make sure you're okay. Just like you're showing appreciation for what I did because we're like, this is a reciprocal relationship. For me, that happened. I'm not going tit for tat. I'm done. I'm not bringing legal action into it because that's a petty action to me too far. I'm ending the marriage. I'm ending the relationship, and I'm done. I'm separating myself from you. I'm not trying to hurt you. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to like get over you because I'm like that is trying to make it even. It's like, well, you cheated on me, then I'm going to take this man. I'm going to sue you for legal action. I'm ending it. I'm done. I'm cutting it off. The relationship is done. You're not getting any more of my energy. You're not getting more effort from me. You're not getting any of my thought process towards you. And I know people in the comments are going to say something because people are like, well, people need to stop this being a bigger person thing. I'm like, I don't think it's being a bigger person. I'm like, it's me protecting myself. I'm ending it. I'm not trying to get over it. I'm not trying to make this, you know how divorces can be so contentious because you're like, I am trying to hurt you. I'm trying to get over on you because you hurt me and I'm trying to get that. And then you drag this thing out for years and years and years. I'm ending it right there. You're not the person I thought you were. You cheated on me and then you try to use it against me, things you've done for him, then you're a person I don't want to be around. So that's why I'm separating it. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying he deserves it. He deserves to have that happen. I'm like, this has nothing to do with you. This is me getting away from you for my peace. And I know people are going to be mad about that. So I'm just saying that's how I feel about it.
Yeah, but I think the thing, because I understand where you're coming from. It's the financial infidelity. Like, that's specifically for her medical stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's like you are stealing from me in a way.
Yeah.
Too. I can't get behind that.
Well, and it's also like that money was put away with the intention of being used for something specifically. Yeah. And he's just buying dinners for some random woman. So yeah. It's like that's got to be awful. Like, I know if I put money into my bank account and I go to, like, pay a medical thing and that money's gone, I'm fighting someone. Someone's mm-hmm. getting hit. Because why?
Yeah. I can see where Sam's coming from. I think that's really, at the end of the day, a decision that OP needs to make.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you want to go through the strenuous process of what a divorce is? Mm-hmm. Because it sounds like, at the end of the day, you're separating yourself from him, which I think is good. I don't know if he was wanting a divorce at all because of the way he was saying at the end of like, are you going to something about just this one mistake, ruining his life over one mistake? You know, he thinks I should just divorce. Oh,
yeah,
he thinks I should just divorce him and move on.
Yeah,
but it's like, why won't he divorce her then? If that's you're the one cheating, why don't you want to end it?
I think he was saying that in response to
the suing.
He's like, well, why don't we just get a divorce?
Oh, instead of suing?
Well, yeah, because, yeah, you're right. When it's first confronted, is he like, oh, the cheating's done and I want to, like, stay together? And then...
Right.
And then she's like, well, I'm actually considering suing you.
He's like, okay, then let's just get a divorce then.
But I don't know. Because I can see where you're coming from of how that's, like, a lot. But I still can also understand and maybe resonate more with if you have the energy to put into it, it is financial infidelity. It is something, you know, if this is in America or wherever this is,
yeah.
You know, usually medical costs are a lot of money. So you need almost literally all of it probably to continue with your treatments or whatever you were going through. And that's just got to be frustrating knowing that not only he's putting money into that, but you're putting money into that. Mm-hmm. So even if you're just suing for whatever paid for, I don't know.
It's like an HSA account where it can only be used for medical things. Mm-hmm. And well, the consequences of that is if they catch you using it for non-things.
If I catch you, Ricky.
Ricky, when I catch you, Ricky.
You're just getting taxed on it.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if you're going to jail for it. You're just getting taxed on using it for non.
I mean, free money, that's getting taxes. They going to tax it.
Yeah. They do tax it. I would not.
So what does Dairy Queen have to do with your medical history?
And you're like, because I got this new ice cream that is good. It rejuvenates your body. It, it's for actually, cancer, actually.
Yeah, it's. Oh. I needed to spike my blood sugar really quickly, yeah. So I ate a thing of ice cream. So I actually needed it for my medical history.
That's why I only shop at Walgreens, because you can just say, yeah.
Do you guys disagree with what Sam had to say? Probably.
Yeah, probably, and I'll take it.
But just like we do on the r/comfortlevelpod, I appreciate people that disagree respectfully criticize respectfully. Mm-hmm. So thank you guys for always doing that on our channel. Yeah. And thank you for the people that do that on our channel and do that in our subreddit.
Appreciate you.
So that's all the stories we have today. Myra.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us. You guys don't know this, but we have been chatting in between this podcast. It's been nice, but it's like editing nightmare. But it's
we came in on Saturday. It's Sunday.
It's Sunday evening.
All right. Well, we'll see you guys next time. Bye. Bye. Hello, Patreon.
We're behind the wall.
Oh, we have the sound effects.
Okay.
Behind the wall.
Welcome to Behind the Wall.
Behind the wall.
Where we rewrite the story.
Behind the wall.
Today we're gonna rewind.
I heed the call.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
When your daughter's learning how to drive, you say,
"Híjole, here we go."
But what you should say is,
"Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there."
To help you choose the coverage you need, State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.